Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the fifth week after the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ Wednesday. Our scripture reading comes from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 25 to 32. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Our scripture lesson comes from the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand fast, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. Private or auricular confession has become established in the church without any direct commandment in the Word of God. In enforcing this upon all members of the church, the leaders of the church have at times imposed heavy burdens on the conscience of men and caused much spiritual harm. No one should be forced or compelled to private confession, and no man should be prevented from confessing his sins privately if he so desires. If you confess your sins privately because you have been forced into it by threats or routine procedures, this cannot possibly be pleasing to God. If you cannot practice private confession of your own free will and without compulsion, you are better off without it. If you do this in compliance with regulations or any other human directions, you are not acting correctly. The whole world flocks to this confession during Easter week because it has been commanded under various ecclesiastical penalties. This week would be more correctly called a week of ordeals and torments, in which the conscience of men is plagued and tormented with much spiritual damage and ruin resulting, and in which Christ himself is plagued and tormented much more disgracefully than when he hung upon the cross. We should raise our hands in thankfulness to God that he has enlightened us in this connection. For although the fruits of our faith may be limited, we are still far from perfect. We have nevertheless received a correct understanding of matters. It is much better for us to stay away from confession and the sacraments than to be forced to take part in them under compulsion and threats. Let us pray. O God, our Heavenly Father, help us stand fast at all times in the freedom wherewith Christ has made us free, so that we always act in your presence as free men redeemed by the blood of Christ. Amen. Find the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man and other educational resources at ambassadorpublications.org. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. You are invited to join us March 13th and 14th as we hear from best-selling author Nancy Piercy. Professor Piercy will share insights from her books on gender and sexuality, demonstrating how a biblical worldview is the solution to the challenges facing society and the church today. Register for the live stream or reserve a seat at flbc.edu/events.